Yeah.
JJ, I don't mean to change subjects, but why whole? Your faith has made you whole. Why does an illness or a disease make you fractured? What does it mean to be whole?
Well, what it means to be whole is that the disease no longer has any power over you. Disease is made of two words, dis-ease, or ill at ease is what it means. So if you have a disease, it means there's a part of your body that's out of harmony. So if all the parts of your body are in harmony, you'll be healthy and happy and wise, so to speak. Now, the thing that causes disease, several things cause it. And this is one of the problems with it, is if there were just one cause of everything, then we could just work on that one thing. But a lot of things bring health, like exercise, good diet, good attitude, and so on. But the one core thing that brings pain is resistance to soul energy. When we resist soul energy, we gather around us disease and pain. And that pain is the resistance within us. And sometimes that resistance is really hard to find and hard to recognize in ourselves. And so what we need to find is what we're resisting. Now let's take my uncle Bob, who apparently had his problem connected to past life. And a number of people do. But one of the things that we learn when we contact the soul is to forgive not only other people, but ourselves. And the lack of forgiveness of ourselves causes a lot of problems. Like in the seminar I gave where I met Artie, I took this gal back, and she was in an orphanage when she was in a past life in England. And back in those days, they treated the orphan kids really bad, and they even killed some. And they had too many, so they just took her downstairs and they chopped her head off. And all throughout this life, she had neck problems, a lot of neck pain. And when I took her back to this experience, from that point on, her neck pain just disappeared. But what caused her neck pain? The thing is, when a little kid is taken back and punished like that, they will often feel like they deserve it. If a little kid is kidnapped or something and abused, they feel like they deserve what they're getting. And so they haven't really forgiven themselves. Because the person doesn't forgive themselves, that creates a resistance to the soul energy, which teaches self-forgiveness as well as forgiving other people.
What part of the forgiving? If a child believes that they deserve it, how is that not forgiving?
Well, they have to forgive themselves. If you think you deserve to be punished, somebody cut your head off in a past life, that attitude carries over to the next life. Well, I guess I must have done something to deserve that punishment, and I still must deserve it. Then that thought form lingers around them, and they have to dissipate that thought form.
So it's a sin to think that I deserve it?
Yes, it's going contrary to the soul.
Oh.
Yeah, to think
wow.
You deserve punished, to
okay.
be punished.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to go back to the original definition of sin, remember, is back
right.
in the days of Jesus, the word sin wasn't used the way it was today.
Right.
The Greeks used the word sin to, like when they shot an arrow at a target and they missed it. They sinned. That's the Greek word for sin. What it means to miss the target.
Yep.
Okay. Now, today we think of sin as just something where you need to have a lot of guilt afterwards after you do that. But when you shoot an arrow at a target and you miss it, do you feel guilty?
No,
you don't feel guilty at all. You think, well, give me another arrow. Let me shoot again. But if you feel guilty, what do? You don't say, give me another arrow. You say, oh, I don't deserve to shoot again. I have to have penance for like 6 months, and then maybe I can pick up an arrow and shoot it again.
For the rest of my life.
Right. So this is contrary to soul energy. It's contrary to the spirit, to the God within you, to have this type of attitude. And so this is a resistance to the soul, is a lack of self-forgiveness. And so that was probably a carryover with my uncle, where he had he had a feeling of unworthiness from something from a past life that just carried over, that he was not released from, not until he died in this life. And when he underwent all this suffering, well, probably he thought, well, it looks like I've suffered enough. That message may not have come from way up from the glorious beyond, but it could have come from Bob's own soul. Yeah. Because maybe he thought, well, I've punished myself enough. And this is what we do to ourselves. If we make a mistake and we feel guilty about it, we don't feel like doing anything until somehow we paid some price. And so after we paid the price, then we think, well, I'll do it again. Like if you create an accident with your car where somebody's injured, you may feel like, oh man, I don't even want to drive again now. And so you may go without driving for 6 months or a year, and then you think, well, I punished myself enough, so I know I'll drive some more. Well, really, it was just an accident. It's nothing to punish yourself over when you are in harmony with Spirit. And so this is a really important fact of healing that we must grab onto, is make sure that we eliminate those feelings that we need to be punished because of what we did. If we make a mistake, we have to have the attitude of the archer that misses the target. Well, I missed. I just need to try again now. So if you miss, you don't feel guilty. You don't punish yourself. But if you're in harmony with Spirit, you will say, I missed. I will try again. And continue on the path. And then you will not have a reason to be ill. You know, and have a reason to have ill health in that way. Now, there's other ways, like your soul has a plan for you to progress. Let's say Phyllis is supposed to learn to develop more spiritual love. Okay, in that case, then let's say she's dragging her feet on that, so the love comes out of the heart. And the heart governs the energies of spiritual love when it's released. So what the soul could do in that case is send her a message through some problem with her heart. And so she gets this problem and she thinks, well, what's causing this problem? And what's really causing it is she needs to tune in to the lessons that is being sent to her throughout her life about developing greater spiritual love. And if she tunes into those lessons and moves forward, her heart will be just fine. If not, well, then it gets worse. Now, the other things around, say, the organs around the solar plexus area, that governs the emotions. And if some part, if you have some emotional problems, then you'll have problems around this area of the body. The center between the eyes governs the world of ideas. If you're resisting some type of idea that you're supposed to develop, then you may wind up with sinus problems, headaches, different things like this. So your soul sends you messages according to what you may be resisting. Now, as we incarnate through our various lives, different energies are released. And when the energies are released, we need to adapt to them, but we normally will resist them. For instance, let's say a person was a musician in a past life, and he's born in this life, and he's naturally good at everything, every musical instrument. He finds himself very excellent at these. And so let's say that he has an accident with his hand, like... and he can't play any musical instrument. Okay? So now he's forced to do something else. So this is what the soul often does. It pushes us in a direction so that we're forced to learn new things. If we resist learning those new things, then we're going to have some type of ill effects that filters down to the physical plane. We're going to have a problem until we finally settle in on learning that lesson.